Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
My name is Josh Earl. Let's get the music right out of there. That's going to be great. Hey, welcome to the show. Who came last week? Yay! Who came on Tuesday night to 100% hits at the Hi-Fi Bar? Max Watts? Yay! Not as many. See, I understand. I get it. Hey, so what I'm going to do now, I'm going to tell a story. It's not going to make the edit. If you're a Patreon subscriber, you're not going to hear this because my mum's also a Patreon subscriber and I don't want her to know. So, anyway, welcome to the show. If you've never been before, what I do, I get four very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them now. Our first guest shares his name with a 25-year-old Queensland man who, speaking of mums, his mum on Facebook posted this on his page. I'm still your mum when you no longer listen or care what I say. I'm still your mum when you decide I'm old-fashioned and want to go your own way. I'm still your mum when you talk back, complain and argue. I'm still your mum when you figure you know more than I do. I'm still your mum when you move away and take a piece of my heart with you. And he replied, Mum, just text me. Hey, please welcome, it's Luke Heggie, everyone. Hey, mate.
Hi, mate.
How you doing?
Standard.
Good. Standard?
Yeah.
It's good. This is your thing here. I've changed it around. It
That's
says right, bright.
Good. Yeah, I know.
How's the show going?
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah, it's kicking along. I don't know.
Do you know this Luke Heggie from Queensland? Because you're also from Queensland.
He's
25.
Does he go fishing?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he's been in contact.
Yeah, great. All right, our next guest shares her name with a Geelong woman who is married to a man whose profile pic is him holding a fish.
Nice.
See, man, it does work. Please welcome to the first time of the podcast, it's Chloe Petz, everyone!
Hello, hello!
Hi, Chloe.
Hello, nice to be here.
Nice to meet you.
So nice to meet you.
Have we got enough light on the stage? You can see us, right?
Yeah.
Great, awesome. It's a podcast, so who really cares? First time in Australia?
First time in Australia, having a lovely time. I was saying to you guys before the show that you audiences are just so fucking nice compared to UK audiences. UK audiences are so cynical when we have to come out and be like, you're a wanker, you're a wanker, you're a wanker. Whereas here, you're just like, no, we're just such nice people. So congratulations for being wonderful.
I think that's more festival crowds, though.
Oh, really?
I can take you to the Comics Lounge if you want. Like, we'll...
Gladly, I love to slag off men in the front row.
It's like jonglers. If you
yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah, there you go.
That's my specialist area.
Yeah. Also joining us is a comedian who shares his name with the director of Tim Batt Water Solutions. Please welcome, it's Tim Batt, everyone. Hey, mate.
G'day.
How you doing?
Good, thank you. Sorry, I got real close to Chloe there. We're besties now.
This is the Tim Batt in Sydney, Water Solutions.
Yeah, man. That guy's always popping up on my Google alerts.
Oh.
He's got so much... His career is going so well. Because I've had a Google alert set for my name for, like, years now, and it used to be small events that he'd sponsor, but now it's, like, big soccer tournaments and shit. It's crazy. Wish I was doing as well as Tim Batt Water Solutions. Yeah, I'm fine.
There's a soccer player who shares my name, and he used to play for Preston North. You're a big soccer fan, is it?
End.
North End, yeah. He doesn't play for them anymore. He's down to Div 2, and that's not good, is it?
Sorry for you. Lots.
League 1? League 2?
It's better than most. I'd take it.
Okay. he was tipped to play for England for a while. That's done.
I feel like that you got that information from very specific Google searches because that's what you wanted. I've never heard of this fucking man, and I know pathologically too much about soccer.
You really do. I've been researching it. You know so much. Anyway, finally, is a comedian who shares her name with a career counsellor in Singapore. One we have here, please welcome, it's Nina Oyama, everyone! Oh, Nina on the Red Bull and the Hydrolite.
Yeah, breakfast of champions.
It's 3 o'clock, Nina.
What? Is it actually? I went to bed at like 8 a.m. Am I in the light? I don't fucking know,
find
dude.
Find the light, mate. Come
I'm
on
barely
now.
Conscious.
You're professional.
What's up? Okay, thank you, Timothy Chalamet.
Now, audience, do you think I've just, like, do you think you've got double vision right now and I've put the same person twice?
Me and Nina look really different, dude. I don't know what you're talking about. She's got glasses.
I think we're twins.
That'd be cool.
All right, our first game today is called Social Me Media. What I'll do, I'll read out tweets from the four of you. If you think you know who wrote it, buzz in. Your names, your buzzers. You get a point if you get it right. A point to the person that actually wrote it if you're incorrect. So you can't lose points. So don't worry about that.
I was really worried about it before.
You cannot buzz in for your own ones.
Is this a quick fire round?
No, you can talk off the back of them.
Okay. Am I in a dream?
All right, question one. Bone broth is made when you have sex and drink the water from the wet patch.
Luke.
Yes, Luke.
It's Chloe.
No, it's Nina Oyama.
That's pretty funny. I was like, who said that? That was me.
Can I hear it again?
Bone broth
yeah.
is made when you have sex and drink the water from the wet patch.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's not what I heard on the first reading.
Oh, what do you think I said?
That bone broth made me have sex and drink the wet patch. Yeah.
First name bone, last name broth. He did it. That's his thing.
Also, Chloe, Heggy's just met you. How do you feel about that? Thinking that was yours.
That is
she was doing the double.
That is a fucked up thing to say.
I know, but I thought, you know, it's thespian style English. She's always scratching her head trying to put me off.
What, yeah.
You know, that trick? It just can't be me because I'm doing this.
You found that wordplay to be Shakespearean and then associated it with
me? No.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's from Hamlet, bone broth.
Question two, told my mum she was the best mum in the world this morning, and she goes, well, what about my mum? So now I'm sat here having to slag off Gran to save an argument.
Nina.
Yes, Nina.
Tim Bett.
No, that was Chloe Pitts. A point there for Chloe.
Yes.
I'll tell you the story of that tweet. It actually happened, but then I was trying to think of the perfect way to word it, and I woke up at 3 a.m. one night and sat bolt upright, and it popped into my head like that. And I couldn't sleep because I was so buzzing, waiting for like the Twitter peak hour.
Yeah.
To post it because I knew I was going viral. I was going around all the WhatsApp groups going, guys, get on Twitter at 10 a.m. Sorry, it's about to drop.
Well, if you tweeted at 3 here in Australia, we would have been all over it.
Got
big here first.
I've got the perfect audience now for my late night tweets.
Yeah. All right, question three. The great thing about Dr. Jordan Peterson is he sits neatly in the Venn diagram intersect of extremely easy to bully and extremely fun to bully.
Chloe.
Yes, Chloe.
Tim.
Yes, you are correct. It was, yes.
Do you know I was going to buzz in because I do not remember at all tweeting it, but I was like, that's pretty good.
And I went with Tim because he's the only person on this panel whose name I'm completely confident with. Nina and
Luke.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can just call me Chloe too.
I mean, you can always just call them Christy. That happened last week, so that's fine. Jordan Peterson.
Yeah. Big fan. Number one fan. Love the guy. What's not to love?
He really makes
some good points.
He has a hot daughter.
He's got a hot daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Does he?
Yeah, she wrote a book about how you should only eat meat and nothing else.
Yeah, and then he did it and he almost died.
And he got really sad and couldn't sleep, and then he got addicted to benzos.
Yeah, didn't he have to go to Russia to get them?
Yeah.
Like he got put in a medical coma in Russia because like, even as fucked as the American medical system is, they wouldn't do it. So he was like, I'm going to Russia. Why does anyone listen to anything this fucking dude
Well, this is the thing, because he got big because he told everyone, make your bed.
Yeah.
My mum's been saying that for years. Like,
it's nuts. But your mum's a pretty big deal in the like MRA community as well.
Yeah. Your mum's in a medically induced coma now too. Wake up. Okay.
All right, question four. RIP George Pell. Gone too soon. Hope you get to catch up with all your old friends. You had to shift around parishes at short notice up there. Sleep well, beautiful prince. Even more tour dates on my website. Pretty excited.
Nina, is that Luke?
Yes, that is Luke, yes. Of course,
nice.
Is George Pell the guy that you were telling me about
before? Just talking about, yeah.
Incredibly, George Pell just came up organically at the back of the room, and we had to fill Chloe in on who he was.
Yeah, they gave me a list of all the Australian paedophiles.
All of them from here.
Oh, yeah, you've got a lot in Melbourne. Fuck
Victoria,
me.
Yeah.
The paedophile capital of Australia.
Yeah, they should put that on the number plates. Victoria, the paedophile state.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.